there actually are great spiritual secrets. They exist. The thing about spiritual secrets is that you can tell them openly. Because the ability to understand something and then the power to integrate it into your life are two very different things. And what I'm going to do in our meeting now is give you one of the greatest spiritual secrets that you will ever hear. The wording is mine, the principle is divine. Such truths do not belong to individuals. However, individuals can be a part of such truths. And when that happens, that individual enters into life and acts in it in a completely different way than prior to such a relationship with a truth, a principle. So I'm going to tell you a couple quick stories, then we're going to dive into some very important material. So first story. Here we go. Take a nice deep breath. A lady goes to work at a large department store, and she's kind of friends with someone in another department. She doesn't know her very well, but she's drawn to her. You know how you can just meet people and you like them immediately, and she's kind of drawn to this person. But over a short period of time, this one lady begins to notice that the other lady is getting more and more sullen and depressed, unhappy. It's clear. And finally, even though they have never really spoken, she walks over and says, "You know, I'm Ruth. We smile at each other from time to time, and I hope I'm not prying into your life, but I can tell that something's wrong. Would you mind sharing it with me? Maybe it would be better if we talked about it." And her friend says, "Yeah." She says, "I'll tell you what the deal is." She says, I'm stuck in an abusive relationship." "Oh," Ruth said, "listen to me. Don't you put up with it for one second. Don't you stay in any abusive relationship. I tell you, no matter what, don't you stick with it." And the lady says, "No, I don't think you understand. You see, I live all by myself. And there's no one else in my life but me." Well, good. You get it, huh? How many of you are stuck in an abusive relationship? Yeah. We get stuck in all kinds of things, don't we? We can be stuck in an inner relationship. We can be stuck in a regret over our past. We can be stuck in our inability to become or do the things excellent that we wish we could do. We can be stuck in our own laziness. We can be stuck in our own ambition. How many of you understand a person can be stuck with the success that he thought he had to have? There's a list that goes on.